Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown songs and artists with a political or social theme. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Edward Starr, and Stevie Wonder, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you. don't care. Cause you already made up your mind, you're gonna run away. Yeah. You're on your way.
Bring something to eat.
Oh, lost with no money, you'll start to cry.
But remember, you left home wanting to be grown. So dry your weeping eyes.
Sights, never-ending sleepless nights have been accepted as an everyday thing. Why you tapping, kidnapping?
Will the Russians push the button?
I tell you, people, I thought in values have got to change. It's saying, love is the strongest force on this earth. But to me, peace among people surpasses love in words. People, jobs don't come no bigger than the one we got to do. If we don't give peace a chance, what do you think is gonna happen to me and you?
Think about it.
That's why I'm reaching out to be your friend. This unrest between races has got to come to an end. Don't let the color of my skin confuse you. I swear on a stack of Bible, misuse you. So put your hand in love. We're gonna form a human chain, mightier than a hurricane, and fall.
Motown Memory with the Temptations. That was a Swahili titled song, which I won't pronounce, but the English translation is Unite the World, and that reached number 33 from 1970. Before that, the Temptations had Runaway Child Running Wild, a number 6 song from 69, and we started with Ball of Confusion. That's What the World Is Today, the Temps' number 3 song from 1970. And for this entire hour, we're featuring songs that have a social or political theme to them. Well, in the late 1960s, David Ruffin's exit from the Temptations left the group wondering whether his signature sound could be replaced. While they didn't wonder for very long, Dennis Edwards, who had sung with the Contours, who had that great song Do You Love Me, turned out to be a remarkable replacement. The combination of Edwards, Go to the Mountain style, and producer Norman Whitfield's brilliant production proved potent. The hits came quickly, and those were three great songs. Well, coming up, we continue with political songs, this time with the Supremes with Love Child. Number one from 1969, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Your requests. Motown Memories at Yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@Yahoo.com.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be.
radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby us die. Mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from man? Can't you stand?
Marvin Gaye with a very politically bent song, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology. That reached number 4 from 1971. And before that, Diana Ross and the Supremes' number 1 song, Love Child. Number 1 from 1970. Well, that writer of that song, Deke Richards, recalled that Berry Gordy had put together some very strong forces to write this song, and he locked us up in a hotel in Detroit until we came up with a hit song. He would check with us every now and then, asking, did you get it? Did you get it? Well, eventually we got it. Well, Berry was also very instrumental with the melody lines and structure of that song, Love Child. But he never took credit for it. Actually, none of the producers received credit by name. The label copy stated the record was produced by, quote, the Clan, unquote. Well, coming up, a number one song from Edward Starr, his signature tune, War. Well, Edward Starr was born Charles Hatcher on July 21st, 1942, in Nashville, Tennessee. He was 3 years old when his family moved to Cleveland, Ohio. Well, during study hall at Cunard Junior High School, he and several friends would sit in strategic places around the room and sing all the vocal parts to the song Why Do Fools Fall in Love. The teachers weren't crazy about it, but Edward enjoyed singing so much, he would get together with four of his friends after school to put together a group. The group was called the Future Tones. Well, we're glad he created a single career for himself, and here is War, right here on Motown Memories.
What? to me. War, it ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. War, friend only the undertaker. He's loving and understanding. Tell me, is there no place for the end of the day? They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows there's got to be a better way. Oh, war.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Mm-hmm. How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
Bob Dylan classic song Blowin' the Wind, that was Stevie Wonder, and that song reached number 9 from 1966. Before that, Edward Starr had the follow-up tune to War, that was Stop the War Now, number 26 from 71, and of course the signature tune War, number 1 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we've been featuring songs that have a social or political theme to them this half hour. Well, coming up, we'll hear more great Motown songs with that same political and social theme right here on Motown Memories.